Well, happy Friday from Granger Stadium in Kinston, North Carolina. It's game 2 of 3 is scheduled this weekend between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Down East Wood Ducks. These two sides have dodged raindrops all day from Mother Nature, and it looks like we're going to play some baseball tonight here in Kinston. Welcome into tonight's broadcast here on kcballers.com, the free audio stream, as well as the MILB First Pitch app. I'm your host, as always, Dan Helody, bringing you all the action live here on the beautiful night here in Kinston. It's pretty moist out there. Very windy, very wet. However, it is just dry enough. We can play some baseball tonight, and it looks like we're going to get a good matchup on tap. The Ballers besting the Wood Ducks last night in opening night's matchup. 5-4 your score. The Ballers jumping out early in the first inning, able to pick up a run, and then another run in the fourth inning. Back-to-back double set from Drake Logan and Chris Lanzilli, and then they get a couple of more runs later in the seventh inning thanks to a 3-run home run from Tim Elko, the captain as they call him, picking up the 3-run home run, giving the Ballers the 5 runs last night. Down East able to pick up 4 on the night. However, the good pitching from Ballers lefty Tyler Schweitzer, and then the save last night from Billy Seidel, giving the Ballers that extra little edge that they needed to pick up the win on opening night here in Kinston against the Down East Wood Ducks out of the Texas Rangers organization. As for tonight, a great matchup on tap. 2 really solid pitchers we're going to see tonight. Aiden Curry, the righty out of Ossining, New York, an undrafted free agent signee in 2020. A pretty hyped up righty here out of the Down East Wood Ducks roster. A big 6'5 righty will get the start. And as for Kannapolis, it's the professional debut of Peyton Paulette, the righty out of the University of Arkansas. The former Razorback makes his first minor league baseball start here tonight on a very wet night in Kinston, North Carolina, against the Down East Wood Ducks. The two sides currently are getting their lineup cards, exchanged at home plate with our umpires tonight. Frank Jones behind the plate, and out in the field, it's Tyler Hovick. It's your manager, Pat Leland, for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and manager for the Down East Wood Ducks is Carlos Maldonado. Again, these two sides are getting ready to go for game 2 of this 3-game set on opening weekend. Appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us here on a beautiful Friday night. These two sides getting ready to go. Down East has a whole lot more players than the Ballers do, still warming up out on the field. Looks like Down East still getting a couple of extra sprints in, ready to go. Ballers, for the most part, are off of the field. They're ready to go and get things going in game 2 of this 3-game set. Going to be a great one. We get to see, again, as mentioned, the debut of Peyton Paulette, a very highly touted righty pitcher, the top prospect on the entire Kannapolis Cannonballers roster, ranked at number 8 overall in the Chicago White Sox top 30 list by MLB Pipeline. This kid has been hyped up quite a bit. Again, pitched at Arkansas. Did not pitch in 2022. He had an injury, but he was a preseason All-American selection and did a lot of really good things in 2021. So that gave the White Sox every reason to select him in the second round of the 2022 draft. He was their second selection. A lot of people had initially thought that he was going to be a first-round pick. They had thought that a team was going to scoop him up in the first round. So when the White Sox had Paulette available in the second round, they had to have been thrilled as they pick up the righty Paulette to compliment their first-round pick, the lefty Noah Schultz out of Oswego, Illinois. So the combo of Schultz and Paulette, those two top draft picks in the White Sox organization last year, more than likely we'll see Schultz later on this year. However, Peyton Paulette is the first draftee from the top 3 rounds to get here to Kannapolis for the Chicago White Sox organization this season, as we had the third rounder, Jonathan Cannon, at the end of last year's season. We had Cannon here for a couple of games, nothing too crazy, no more than 4 or 5, and then we didn't see much of Jonathan Cannon. We only saw a couple of innings here and there, 2 or 3 at the absolute most. So hopefully Peyton Paulette tonight, who is on an inning limit for the entire season. So hopefully we'll get to see a good amount of Peyton Paulette tonight. Of course, still coming back from Tommy John, it's going to be good to see Paulette get back into action against a talented Down East Wood Ducks roster with a couple of really notable prospects for the Texas Rangers organization. Texas Rangers affiliate of the Down East Wood Ducks, they are getting introduced to the crowd here at Granger Stadium as we speak. We'll go ahead and step aside for a couple of moments. We're going to get the anthem going, and then we'll be back with tonight's action live from Granger Stadium. Again, appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us here on the broadcast. Dan Helody, as always, here to give you all the action. We'll step aside on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll have all the action for you in just a few moments. Game 2 starts now, live from Granger Stadium in Kinston, North Carolina. The Kannapolis Cannonballers, who are 1-0, looking for win number 2 on the season against the Down East Wood Ducks out of the Texas Rangers organization. Hi, good friends. Welcome into tonight's broadcast, live here on MILB.com, the MILB First Pitch app, KCBallers.com as well. for your audio links. I'm your host, Dan Helody. As always, we're getting the action live from Kinston as the Ballers search again, as mentioned, for win number two on the year, in game number two, picking up a 5-4 win last night, again captained by that Tim Elko three-run home run in the seventh inning, sending the Ballers on top, 5-3 down east, able to climb back for a run, but good pitching in the ninth inning from Billy Seidel last night, handing the Ballers a 5-4 win. But that was last night. Let's go ahead to tonight's game, a pitching matchup that is certain to impress. Aiden Curry, the righty on the bump for the Wood Ducks, is warming up as we speak. The Ballers getting set to bat first here on the road at Granger Stadium. Aiden Curry, the righty, 6'5", 185-pound righty from Ossining, New York, an undrafted free agent signee in 2020 by the Texas Rangers organization, a school product of Fordham Prep High School in New York, New York. He's a New York City boy, 1-1 in 2022 with a 4.23 ERA in 10 games with 10 starts. He did appear for two different teams in 2022, 11 of them in Arizona in the Complex League, one of those here in Down East. It is one start with the Wood Ducks last season. One game, he went 3 1/3, allowed just one hit, walked five batters, but struck out six. Opponents batted just 100 in that one single game. As for the Ballers, Jordan Sprinkle, the shortstop, will step in, and we're about set to get things underway here in Kinston. Curry, the righty, will work and deliver the first pitch of the night at 7-12. Sprinkle cuts on it and lifts it high and foul. 0-1 is your count. So we start about 12 minutes later than planned, thanks to Mother Nature. It is a very soggy night tonight here in Kinston. Sprinkle cuts on the 0-1, grounded towards short. Camp Colley makes a clean play. He'll fire to first in time for the out. It's a ground out for one shortstop to another, as it's a ground out to Camp Colley at short for Jordan Sprinkle. One down, nobody on, and Lyon Tapia, third baseman, will step in. Lyon Tapia digs in. He batted fifth last night. He'll move up to the two-hole tonight for manager Pat Leland and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. As Curry steps in, first pitch fastball to Tapia, is a fastball outside. Want to know your count. Tapia moves up to get into that two spot. He was hit by a pitch last night, and after that hit by a pitch, really didn't do much. 1-0 check swing of the plate. He goes around, says home plate umpire Frank Jones. 1-1 now on Tapia. 6-1, a 21-year-old from Botany, Dominican Republic, is Lyon Tapia. First year with the Ballers, 1-1, big swing and a miss on a breaking ball from Aiden Curry, 1-2 your count, one down, top first, again getting started a couple of minutes behind schedule due to some weather here in eastern North Carolina, 1-2 in the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Tucker Mitchell, behind the dish for the Wood Ducks, 2-2 is your count. Tapia stepping in. Ballers tonight in the all-gray tops tonight. Gray pants going with the blue caps. Red brim with Boomer, a beloved mustachioed mascot, on the front of the cap. 2-2 fastball outside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Tapia down looking at strike three. So two quick outs on the bump for Aiden Curry. And now two down, nobody on for the captain, Tim Elko. Again, Ballers in the gray tops, gray pants. Down east, Wood Ducks in the green tops tonight. In orange letters across the front, they read Wood Ducks with orange numbers as well. White pants, all black caps with the Down East Wood Duck logo on the front. First pitch to Elko is a fastball right down the middle for a called strike. 0-1 now on the Ballers' first baseman. Elko at the plate, the first baseman. He'll cut on the 0-1 and miss on a breaking ball. Called strike 2, 0-2. Now on the Ballers' first baseman, Troy Klontsch, catcher, awaiting on deck. He's your cleanup batter, will bat fourth. Bryce Willits, DH, bats fifth. He makes his Ballers' debut. Batting sixth is Drake Logan, the right fielder. 0-2, just a bit off the plate and away. Move it to a 1-2 count on Tim Elko. 7-8-9 for the Ballers in the lineup. Chris Lanzilli, left fielder, bats seventh. Logan Glass makes his 2023 debut. He'll bat eighth, and batting ninth is Wilbur Sanchez, the second baseman. Elko cuts on the 1-2, lifted high and foul down the right field line. Keep it at 1-2. And as mentioned, Troy Klontsch waiting on deck. Elko, the former Ole Miss Rebel, steps in with a 1-2 count. Breaking ball is delivered outside from Aiden Curry. 2-2 now on the way for Elko. taking a patient approach at the plate, taking his time, not trying to rush anything. Curry sets up, 2-2, swung and missed at the plate, breaking ball, got him swinging. Two punch outs in the top of the first inning for Aiden Curry, and that concludes the top of the first here in Kinston. Ballers will set up the defense, and we'll get you all of the info on Peyton Paulette in his professional debut. Looking forward to it tonight here in Kinston. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom of the first inning here at Granger Stadium in Kinston. A pleasure to have you join us here on the free audio stream, kcballers.com, as well as the MILB First Pitch app. Dan Helody here bringing you all the action, of course, as Peyton Paulette on the bump will deliver the first pitch of his professional career. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count on the Wood Ducks leadoff batter in Cam Cauley. Peyton Paulette, former Arkansas Razorback, 6'1", 180-pound righty, will deliver the 0-1 fastball inside. 1-1 your count on Cam Cauley. Paulette the righty from Benton, Arkansas, Benton High School product. Again, a former Arkansas Razorback, spent 3 years there, and then was drafted in the second round of 2022. Breaking ball outside of the 1-1 to Cam Cauley, 2-1 now on the Wood Ducks leadoff batter. It'll be Cam Cauley, Anthony Gutierrez, and Yason Morabel for the Wood Ducks and manager Carlos Maldonado to begin tonight's ball game. Paulette's 2-1. Chopped up the middle. Wilmer Sanchez will charge in. The second baseman fires to first in time for the out. 4-3 ground down for Cam Cauley. So a grounder up the middle. Paulette gets his first down. And that'll send things to Anthony Gutierrez, the center fielder. Gutierrez will step in. Morabel on deck again for the Wood Ducks. We have to face off against Paulette. A lot of comparisons for Paulette. Walker Buehler being the biggest one from most talent scouts. Pitches outside on a breaking ball to Gutierrez. 1-0 is your count. Gutierrez, a righty bat from El Tocoyo of Venezuela. 1-0 on the way from Paulette. Chopped towards third. Can't able to make the play at third is Tapia. Trying to charge in and make the play. Could not make it cleanly, though, and Sprinkle will back him up. But it is a base knock for Anthony Gutierrez. We'll see what the call is. It looks like it'll be an error on that third baseman, Lion Tapia, who definitely could have made that play at the hot corner, but he got a little too fancy with it and tried to make a scoop play. One of those plays where you run in on the ball and you just kind of try to scoop it with your left-handed on your glove, and he just couldn't make it cleanly. So Tapia with the error that'll allow Gutierrez to reach first safely. First pitch to Yason Morabel is up and away. 1-0 your count. Peyton Paulette now having to deal with a runner on first base. Gutierrez last night able to get on base a couple of times. Morabel only reached the once on a hit-by-pitch from Drew McDaniel. 1-0, runner going. Paulette's fastball outside of the plate. Throw into second from Troy Klaunch is unable to be handled cleanly by Sprinkle. It'll be a stolen base for Anthony Gutierrez. So now down east picks up a runner in scoring position. Just two batters into the game. Three. Moorville at the plate currently batting third. Tucker Mitchell, catcher, on deck. He is your cleanup batter for down east. Glider Figueroa, the third baseman, bats fifth. Batting sixth is the second baseman, Daniel Cueva. Paulette takes a long look at second, delivers a 2-0. Big swing and a miss from Morabell. 2-1 now on the Wood Ducks three-hole batter. 7-8-9 as for the Woodies tonight. JoJo Blackman, the left fielder, bats seventh. Abby Ortiz bats eighth. And batting ninth is the DH, Jefferson Espinal. A couple of 2023 debuts in the lineup tonight for the Wood Ducks. 2-1 fastball up and away from Paulette. Now 3-1. Paulette, lively fastball, known for his breaking pitches, though. He's got some nasty spin. He's able to get easily 3,000-plus RPMs on a couple of curveballs in the offseason. 3-1 pitch on the way. Morabell cuts on it, gets just a piece of it. It's fouled back. 3-2 now on the Wood Ducks three-hole batter, Jason Morabell. Very highly regarded prospect is Jason Morabell in the Texas Rangers organization. Somebody that they have had in the wings waiting, and he has finally made his way to down east. Paulette comes set, glove at the waist, 3-2 pitch on the way. Fastball up and in, ball four. It'll be a free pass issued to Jason Morabell. Now 2-1 and 1-1, and the cleanup batter in Tucker Mitchell will step in. Tucker Mitchell will step in with 2 on and 1 down in the inning. Mitchell making his debut in 2023. Did spend last year with Down East as well. Irving, Texas native is Tucker Mitchell. Paulette's pitch, big swing and a miss, 0-1 your count. Looked like a fastball on the inside part of the plate. Mitchell, a 14th round pick in 2021 by the Texas Rangers. 6'1", 205-pound righty bat. Playing catch-all tonight for the Wood Ducks. Paulette's breaking pitch on the 0-1 is spun in there for a called strike two. Beautiful placement on the breaking ball. So now 2-1, 0-2 count on Mitchell with the one out. Peyton Paulette trying to get out of a bit of an inning early inning jam. 0-2. Breaking ball, diving attempt by Tapia at third, but it's going to get lined down the left field line and fair. Scoring will be Gutierrez. Morabell rounding third. He's going to head home. Throw comes in from left. It's not going to be in time, and it's a 2 RBI double for Tucker Mitchell, and it will give Down East the early lead here in this bottom of the first inning. A good effort at the hot corner from Lyon Tapia. Just could not get there. Both Gutierrez and Morabell will score. Tucker Mitchell is at second. Peyton Paulette now allowing 2 runs to cross the plate. Now Glider Figueroa will step in. Figueroa, a pesky bat last night. A multi-hit game with a double and a single. That RBI double giving Down East some runs in the sixth. Pitch up and away on the fastball. 1-0 is your count. Again, too quick. Run scoring for Down East is now time called on the 1-0, and Blake Hickman, pitching coach for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, is going to come have a chat with his young righty and Peyton Paulette. Paulette, not a guy that really walked a ton in Arkansas. He was really a guy that came in and looked good. 56 innings in 2021 for the Razorbacks. 11 starts, 15 total games played. In 56 innings, he struck out 67 batters, and he walked just 20, picking up one save in each of his two seasons at Arkansas. Very talented righty indeed. He's running into some trouble here. 1-0, big swing and a miss from Glader Figueroa. 1-1 your count. Paulette the junior, when he left Arkansas, was drafted in the second round last year by the Chicago White Sox. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch from the righty. Swung on and lifted high and foul. 1-2 now your count on Figueroa. Ended their season in 2022 as a perfect game preseason All-American was Peyton Paulette. Again, somebody the White Sox are very excited about. A lot of prospect guys have been keeping an eye on as well. 1-2, sharply grounded to second. Wilbur Sanchez, clean play. He'll pick it up and fire to first in time for the out, but it is a productive out. Figueroa grounds out, but he does the move the runner up. Tucker Mitchell moves to third. So it's a ground out that moves the runner up. Two down, runner on third, and now Danier Cueva steps in. Danier Cueva steps in, runner on third, two down, down east on tap, 2-0 here in this bottom of the first inning. Able to break through with a RBI double from Tucker Mitchell. First pitch from Paulette, fastball up and away, 1-0 your count. Cueva appearing in last night's game in the 7th spot, it was 0-4. Looking to change his tides tonight, 1-0. This one's blooped into shallow left field. That's going to be trouble and drop in front of Chris Lanzini for a base knock and a run scored. Tucker Mitchell will score from third. Danier Cueva picks up an RBI single. The Down East Wood Ducks have now struck for 3 runs in this bottom of the first. Wood Ducks will now send their 7th batter of the first inning to the plate. It's JoJo Blackman, the left fielder. 11th round selection in 2021 by the Texas Rangers. A Pensacola, Florida native. 5'11", 185-pound lefty bat. The lefty steps in against Paulette. Pitch on the way. Fastball up and away. 1-0 your count. Ken, this is now the 7th batter of the inning. Paulette already moving up to about 22 pitches on the night. Not been a ton of pitches, it's just been some at-bats where he's run into some trouble. Quick check on the runner at first, and Cueva not in time. We'll keep the count at 1-0 on JoJo Blackman. Paulette comes set on the bump, takes a peek. Here's the 1-0, big swing and a miss from Blackman, 1-1. Paulette again, mostly a breaking ball thrower. He's going to move that pitch around quite a bit. 1-1. There's a beautiful curveball placed in for a called strike. 1-2 is your count. Paulette can get the fastball up there. However, as mentioned many times, that curveball is quite devastating. 1-2 count, runner going on the pitch. Fastball away at the plate, throwing a second. It gets loose and into center field past Jordan Sprinkle. Running to third now is Cueva. So it'll be a stolen base and then more than likely an E2, allowing Cueva to move up to third. So now the Wood Ducks have scurried a runner over just 90 feet away from their 4th run of the first inning. That's 2 quick errors in the first for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who essentially have kind of given themselves a tougher game than they wanted. 2-2 from Paulette. Curveball, ring him up, got him looking, called strike 3. Peyton Paulette picks up his first punch out as a Kannapolis Cannonballer, and it completes the bottom of the first inning. Damage done. The Down East Wood Ducks strike for 3 runs on 2 hits, 2 errors from Kannapolis as well. We finished 1 inning of baseball here in at Kinston. We'll be right back after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Troy Clunch will dig in and lead things off. Top of the second inning here at Granger Stadium in Kinston, North Carolina, as the Kannapolis Cannonballers trailing 3-0 early on here against the Down East Wood Ducks in Game 2 of their 2023 season. First pitch from the righty Aiden Curry of the second inning is in there for a call to strike one. Troy Clunch steps in, his first at-bat of the young season. Will deliver the 0-1 does Curry. It's grounded foul down the third baseline. Good hands by our third base coach slash manager, Pat Leland. We'll toss the ball into the crowd for a souvenir. 0-2 your count on Troy Clunch. 6 foot, 210-pound, 24-year-old, a free agent signee on July 31st of 2022. He'll take the 0-2 outside, 1-2 your count. Vacaville, California native is Troy Clunch, a Texas A&M product is the righty bat. 1-2, grounded towards third, making a play is Figueroa. Fields it cleanly to his left and fires across the diamond in time. Four out number one at the top of the second. Troy Clunch 0-1. Bryce Willits will make his first at-bat as a baller after Clunch grounds out. Bryce Willits, the lefty bat, 6'2", 200-pound, 23-year-old, an 18th-round pick in 2022. Orange County, California native. He'll cut on the first pitch and miss for strike. 1-0-1 your count. Aiden Curry has had some early success against the ballers tonight. He's faced four batters and sat all four down. 0-1 to Willits, fastball up and away, 1-1 your count. Well, it's a UC Santa Barbara product and college teammate of Jordan Sprinkle. It's two sides, the two now part of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-1 from Curry. Willits lifts it on the air left field. Backtracking is JoJo Blackman moving to his right. He'll camp under it and make the grab in left for out number two. Fly out into left for the lefty Bryce Willits, and that'll send things towards Drake Logan, the right fielder. Drake Logan, a productive first game as a baller last night, a multi-hit game, a double in the fourth and a single in the sixth last night. Gets his first at-bat tonight as Curry spins a curveball in on the first pitch. Swing and a miss from Logan, 0-1 your count. Curry wasting no time, 0-1 on the way. Logan will offer a half-hearted swing. He does not go around, though. 1-1 even now on the baller's right fielder. Drake Logan, of course, doubling up with Chris Lanzilli last night to go back-to-back doubles and give the ballers a run. 1-1. This one's lifted down the line. Foul down the right field side. 1-2 now on Drake Logan. Looks like the weather continuing to be a factor here in Kinston. It is quite moist out there tonight. 1-2 count. Curry's pitch. Fastball up and in. Almost buzzes the tower of Drake Logan. 2-2. Logan able to duck out of the way of an errant fastball from the righty Aiden Curry, who has had a solid night on the bump so far. 2-2. Fastball right down Broadway. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. That's now three punchouts on the night for Aiden Curry, and the ballers have yet to pick up a base runner through two innings at the plate. Bottom two when we return here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Wood Ducks on top 3-0 in Kinston. As the weather continues to happen here in Kinston at Granger Stadium, the Ballers and the Wood Ducks will send things to the bottom of the second inning. Abby Ortiz will cut on the first pitch he sees from Peyton Paulette. It's popped up in the infield. Nobody can see it. Third baseman after it, but Peyton Paulette is there, and he makes the grab pretty unexpectedly, comes down with the ball. How often do you see a P1 from a batter? Well, you saw it tonight, or at least you heard about it. No stream, of course. It's just a radio broadcast. Abby Ortiz, though, pops out to the pitcher, Peyton Paulette. That'll send things now to Jefferson Espinal, the DH. Paulette sits up on the first pitch to Espinal. It's a fastball just a bit low. 1-0 your count on the Wood Ducks 9-hole batter. Espinal, listed as an outfielder in the roster for Down East. 1-0, big swing and a miss. 1-1 is your count. Acquired in a trade to the Arizona Diamondbacks in 2022 by the Texas Rangers is Espinal. 1-1, big swing and a miss from Paulette's fastball to Espinal. 1-2. 6 foot, 180-pound lefty bat. Born on June the 7th of 2002 out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Paulette's 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Clonch, and a going around on the swing was Espinal, so it'll go down as a strikeout. Peyton Paulette picks up his second of the night. Two down now, nobody on. Top of the order, and Cam Cawley due up. Top of the order, and Cam Cawley will step in for his second at-bat of the night. Paulette has gone through the order once tonight. We'll see if he can get through here. Pitch is swung and a miss for a swing and a miss. A strike, 0-1 is your count on Cam Cawley. A ground-out victim in the first to the second baseman, Wilbur Sanchez. 0-1 from Paulette. Fastball just a bit upstairs. 1-1 on Cawley. Cawley again playing last night as the leadoff batter, 0-4, still searching for his first hit of the young 2023 season. 1-1 from Paulette. Breaking ball is just a bit inside. Move it to a 2-1 count on Cawley. Paulette, a three-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, changeup. Works the 2-1 on the way, swing and a miss, and looked like a fastball upstairs, now 2-2. On a wet and dreary night here in Kinston, Peyton Paulette, bit of a rough first inning, settling in here in the second, it looks like, 2-2. Fastball outside, corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. How about three punch-outs now on the night for Peyton Paulette? That concludes the bottom of the second inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Paulette on the bump. Sends things into the top of the third here in Kinston. Quick break, I'll be right back on the Ballers at Baseball Network. Wood Ducks on top, 3-0. Bottom third of the order, due up top of the third inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as they are trailing 3-0 currently to the Down East Wood Ducks out here at Granger Stadium in Kinston. Aiden Curry, the tall righty, back out on the bump for his third inning of work. First pitch to Lanzilli is in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count. Again, Lanzilli, Logan Glass, and Wilbur Sanchez due up. Lanzilli fouls off the 0-1 just a bit straight back. 0-2 is your count. Aiden Curry has been shoving. Six batters faced, six retired. Three punch-outs as well. Tapia, Elko, and Logan all going down via the punch-out. 0-2. Fastball just a bit up and away. Try to get Lanzilli on a strikeout. It's just a bit off the plate, though. 1-2 now on the Ballers' left fielder. Lanzilli picking up a base knock last night, an RBI double. There's a 1-2 breaking ball just a bit low and off the plate. 2-2. Lanzilli a double in the fourth of last night's game, handing the Ballers their second run of five. 2-2 count, Curry's pitch. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball called strike three. Swing and a miss from Lanzilli. He strikes out. That's now seven sat down in a row for Aiden Curry to begin tonight's ballgame. That'll send things to Logan Glass, the center fielder. We've seen a bit of a different Ballers offense tonight so far. Just kind of stumbling out of the gate, whereas last night they were able to get on base with some walks and some base knocks. Just not been much of anything in the way of offense tonight for the Ballers. Logan Glass cuts on the pitch and misses. 0-1 your count as Aiden Curry wasting no time. 0-1 on the way. Fastball is just a bit low and off the plate. 1-1. Logan Glass, the Mustang Oklahoma native, a 22nd round pick in 2019. 6'4", 215-pound outfielder, 21 years of age. Pitches off the plate on the 1-1, 2-1 now to Glass. Spent most of last year in Kannapolis. Did spend a couple of games up with the AAA Charlotte Knights and actually kind of crushed the ball in AAA. 2-1 big swing and a miss, now 2-2. Glass actually hitting a home run, picking up a couple RBIs as well in his few short games with the Knights. 2-2 on the way. Glass cuts on and misses for strike three. That's now five punch-outs on the evening for Aiden Curry, who is having himself a night. Nine-hole batter and Wilbur Sanchez will now step in. Aiden Curry comes set on the bump pitch to Sanchez. Big swing and a miss. 0-1 is your count. Wilbur Sanchez will step in the nine-hole batter. Last night was able to get on base with a single in the fourth inning in a 1-for-4 night at the plate. Sanchez with his first at-bat today already flailing at some of these pitches from Aiden Curry as he swings and misses on the 0-1. 0-2 your count. Sanchez will call time and adjust his batting gloves. Field is holding up here in Kinston. Earlier, a couple of ground crew members are out scrubbing on the dirt. Pitches up and away, 1-2, your count. It's kind of like when you're at home brushing your teeth, you get that toothpaste out there. It's just that same kind of consistency out there with the dirt. 1-2, big swing and a miss from Wilbur Sanchez, and Aiden Curry sits down the side swinging. Three strikeouts, he struck out four in a row, and he sat down all nine batters he's faced through three innings. We're headed to the bottom of the third here in Kinston. Ballers trailing 3-0 to the Down East Wood Ducks. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm of the pump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the third inning. It's a 6'3", 245-pound righty, 26 years of age. It's Paulie Milto on the bump. We'll take things over for Peyton Paulette. First pitch to Anthony Gutierrez is checked, swung on and missed. Milto is back in. Pitch on the way on the 0-1. Swung on and tapped down the line at third. It is foul. 0-2, quickly your count on Anthony Gutierrez. It'll be Gutierrez, Morabell, and Tucker Mitchell due up here in this bottom of the third for the Down East Wood Ducks. Paulie Milto, former Indiana Hoosier, takes over on the bump. A 23rd round pick in 2019 out of Greenwood, Indiana, is Paulie Milto. Again, he spent some time in 2021 with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Did not pitch at all in 2022. It was the 0-2, softly grounded towards second. Sanchez makes the play. He'll fire to first in time for the out. It's a 4-3 ground out. Anthony Gutierrez is now 0-4-2 on the night. Peyton Paulette's professional debut is complete. Two innings, he keeps the 0 ERA. Three runs, though, none earned. One walk, three punch outs, two hits allowed by Peyton Paulette before Paulie Milto comes in and takes over here in this bottom of the third. Jason Morabell will step in. Pitch on the way. Morabell cuts on the pitch and lifts it high and foul. He actually lost the handle on the bat as well as it goes flying down the first base line. All the Kannapolis Cannonballers are tucked underneath anyways, hiding from the weather. So it didn't hit anyone and hurt anyone, thankfully. Morabell, a little slick with the bat, could not hang on, I should say. Good Lord. 0-1, fastball up and away. 1-1 is your count. It is a little bit wet out here. Weather has been a factor all day here in Kinston. 1-1, fastball is cut out and fouled off. Straight back, 1-2 now on Morabell. Ranked as the number 13 overall prospect in the Texas Rangers organization. Known as a true five-tool guy. Very able to get contact with the lefty swing. 1-2 from Milto. Gets contact there and ropes that a mile high. Foul down the right field line, though. Keeps the count at 1-2. We'll do it again. Paulie Milto again appearing in 2021 with a couple of teams, three in total. He was trying to make his progress back up. 1-2 now, 2-2 your count. Milto a total of 9 games in 2021, 1 start, 0-0 with a 3.07 ERA. He did pitch 4 times for Kannapolis in 2021. 2-2 pitch outside, 3-2 is your count. In 4 games, 0-0 with a 1.23 ERA, 7 and a third, 2 hits, 1 run, 11 strikeouts, and just 3 walks. Full count offering to Morabell. Breaking ball is inside and low. It'll be a walk issued to Jason Morabell. It'll send things now towards Tucker Mitchell, the catcher. Tucker Mitchell has already been a busy man tonight with a 2-RBI double back in the first. Handed down east their first runs of the ball game. Tucker Mitchell step in 1-for-1, of course, with a double. The Wood Ducks have picked up 3 runs on 2 hits tonight. Ballers still searching for their first hit of the ball game as well. Pitch off the plate and away to Mitchell on a breaking ball. 1-0 your count. Paulie Milto reaching as high as Winston-Salem in his 2021 venture through the minors. 1-0 tap towards short. Sprinkle can't get there. It'll get loose in a left field for a base hit. A nicely placed ground ball from Tucker Mitchell, and it's his second hit of the game. He's got a multi-hit game. Moving a second is Morabell, and a 2-1 and 1 down. It'll send things to Glader Figueroa. Tucker Mitchell, 2 at-bats and 2 hits, a double and a single. He has had a good night here in the second game of the season. Now Glader Figueroa steps in, 2-1 and 1 down. Milto with a look at second, pitch on the way. Breaking ball right down Broadway for a called strike, 0-1. Figueroa ground out to second base back in the first inning. 0-for-1 on his night. Wiggling the bat over the left shoulder, 0-1 from Milto. Check swing, he goes around, says our home plate umpire and Frank Jones. Move the count to now 2-2. 0-2 on Glader Figueroa. 0-2 count. Milto with a look at second. Here's the pitch. Just a bit inside. Move it to a 1-2 count. Figueroa had to kind of dodge out of the way. Waiting on deck is Danier Cueva, the second baseman. It's Milto looking in for the signs. Again, at second is Morabell. At first is Tucker Mitchell. 1-2 from the righty. This one's lifted high and foul down the right field line. Heads up down in the Mother Earth Pavilion area. Count will move to 1-2. We'll do it again. Decent crowd on hand tonight. Despite the weather, all things considered, a good crowd. And the weather has been all day just gloomy and brutal. You know what's not gloomy and brutal is that pitch from Paulie Milto. It is swung and fouled off, though, by Figueroa, staying alive at 1-2. Milto moving the ball well. He's throwing a good fastball. Breaking ball seems to be what's catching the batters off guard. 1-2 count, one down. Here's the pitch. Another one lifted high and foul. We have a battle at the plate. Keep the count at 1-2. Again, Milto taking over for Peyton Paulette, who goes two innings in his professional debut. A rough first inning, but a really solid second inning. He picks up two punch outs to complete his night. 1-2 from Milto. Swing and missed at the plate. It looks like it's a strikeout. Yep, it is a strikeout. Oh, I held for a second. Thought he got a piece of it. Nonetheless, it's a strikeout for Paulie Milto. Later, Figueroa down on strikes. So now two down and two on still for Danier Cueva. Cueva one for one of the night with a single, a stolen base as well. He was left out to dry in that first inning. Paulette was able to get out of it. Cueva swings on the first pitch, grounds towards first. Elko comes up with it. He'll pick it up and step on the bag for the third out of the inning. So despite down east picking up a walk and a single, no dikes for any runs. That'll send things down into the top of the fourth when we take a break. And we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Wood Ducks on tap, 3-0 here in Kinston. Top of the fourth inning here at Granger Stadium in Kinston. The Ballers have sent nine to the plate, and all nine have been sat down by the righty Aiden Curry. Top of the fourth, Ballers still have yet to pick up a base runner. Jordan Sprinkle will step in. He'll look to change the tides. First pitch from the righty Curry is on the outside corner with a fastball for a called strike one. Curry has sat down four in a row via the punch out. He's been able to pick up strikeouts like loose change. Pitch is lifted high and foul by Sprinkle. 0-2 now is your count. Six punchouts through nine batters faced for Aiden Curry, as he has impressed. 0-2, fastball just a bit up and away. 1-2 on Jordan Sprinkle. Nickname is the Rainmaker. It's raining about here in Kinston. He's held true to the nickname. 1-2. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball called strike three. That is now five in a row. Aiden Curry has sat down with a strikeout. He is looking very sharp. 10 up, 10 down, and Lion Tapia is now going to get a turn at the plate. Lion Tapia will step in and wiggle the bat over the right shoulder. Curry's first pitch. Check swing from Tapia. Doesn't matter. Called strike one. 0-1 your count now on the baller's third baseman. He's one of seven punch-out victims tonight for Aiden Curry. 0-1 breaking ball a bit low at the plate. Caught by Tucker Mitchell. 1-1. Tapia, again, one of seven punch-out victims. Looking in the first inning. 1-1. Swing and a miss on another breaking ball from Curry. 1-2. Curry is 6'5 righty. Not listed as a top prospect. Certainly making his case for it tonight. Pitch on the way in the 1-2, just a bit low. Good eye from Tapia. Move it to a 2-2 offering. 2-2 count. Curry looks in for the signs. Tapia wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. 2-2, just a bit off the plate and away. 3-2. Curry trying to sneak a breaking ball in on Tapia. But a sharp eye from Lyon. 3-2. Breaking ball just a bit off. Side ball four, and it's a free pass issue. The Kannapolis Cannonballers have picked up their first base runner of the game. Good patience from Lyon Tapia to lay off the breaking ball outside. The Ballers will have one on and one out now for the captain, Tim Elko. Weather continuing to come down here in Kinston. The Ballers now with a base runner against Aiden Curry. It's their first one of the night here in the fourth. Pitch on the way from the righty to Elko. Fastball outside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Elko struck out looking in the first inning, caught off guard with a breaking ball. Seems to have been the biggest cause of concern for the Ballers tonight. 0-1 count, here's the pitch. Fastball is up in the part of the zone for the called strike, 0-2. Elko not a huge fan of the call. It is just a bit up and away in the zone, though. Called strike, 0-2. Elko, the big 6'4", 240-pound righty bat. Curry, the righty on the bump. Comes set, glove at the chest, 0-2. Fastball just a bit low and away, 1-2 on Elko. Tapia with a good lead at first. He's a bit of a speed threat over there at first. Has not gone running on a pitch yet this season. 1-2 count. Curry will come set. Pitch to Elko. Breaking ball is a bit low. Blocked in the dirt by Tucker Mitchell. 2-2. Troy Klunch, catcher, waiting on deck. Here in this top of the fourth inning, Kannapolis trailing 3-0 to the Down East Wood Ducks. They have our first runner of the game in Lyon Tapia at first. Elko at the plate, who had a three-run homer last night. 2-2 count. Curry comes set. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball just a bit offside. Good eye from Tim Elko. Count runs full. Another good at-bat here from Elko. Back-to-back good at-bats from the Ballers. And Tapia, who is at first with a walk. And now Elko, who has gone patient. Curry comes set. Glove at the chest. 3-2. Fastball up and in. Ball four buzzes the tower of Tim Elko. And back-to-back free passes have been issued here in this top of the fourth. The Ballers now with two on. And Troy Klunch is going to step in. Aiden Curry, after sitting down the first 10 batters he faces, is now with all of a sudden issued back-to-back walks. And now the tying run comes to the plate in Troy Klunch, who did put a ball in play in the second inning in his first at-bat, a ground out to the third baseman, Figueroa. Ballers now all of a sudden can change the tides of this ballgame with one swing of the bat, as Aiden Curry will come set on the bump now with two runners on. Takes a peek at second, does the righty. Here's the pitch. Fastball away, ball one. Troy Klontsch not having to even think about swinging at that one. It was in the other batter's box. Good work from Tucker Mitchell to make the snag. And would look to be a fastball from Aiden Curry. Taking his time out there is the righty. Taking a peek at second. Now delivers the 1-0. Breaking ball a bit upstairs. 2-0 now on Troy Klontsch. Again, grounded out in the second, and now time called. It looks like pitching coach and Julio Valdez is going to come out and have a chat with his young righty and Aiden Curry, who looks to have just kind of hit a wall here in this fourth inning. Again, really, really solid three innings of work from Aiden Curry. Even that first batter, including the first batter of this fourth inning, Jordan Sprinkle, he struck out seven in tonight's game through 3 1/3. Seven punchouts is very impressive. However, here, he's run into the meat of the order, and the ballers with two on and one out, looking to threaten. They do trail 3-0 Duke Annapolis. There is an arm warming, it looks like, for down east in the bullpen. 2-0 count from the righty, Curry. Klontsch loops this one into left field for a base knock, and the Annapolis Cannonballers have struck. It's a no-no-no-mo as Troy Klontsch adds the first hit of the game for Annapolis. Moving ahead to third is Lyon Tapia. To second goes Elko, and now at first is Troy Klontsch. Bases are chuck full of ballers. That'll send things to Bryce Willits, the DH. Bryce Willits 0-for-1. He had a flyout to left field in the second inning. Will pick up his second at-bat as a baller. Former UC Santa Barbara Gaucho. Pitch on the way to the lefty. Fastball inside from Curry. 1-0 your count. Aiden Curry just kind of running into a wall in his fourth. After the two walks, allowing the base knock from Troy Klontsch, who is at first base. 1-0 count, righty on the bump, taking his time. He'll come set with the bases loaded and one down. Here's the pitch on the 1-0. Just a bit low, good patient approach from Bryce Willits, 2-0. Willits from Orange County, California, 18th round pick in 2022. Free agent. 2-0 count, pitch on the way. Cut on and fouled off by Willits, 2-1. 6'2", 200-pound lefty bat. Spent 2022 in the Complex League. He's made it up here to Annapolis. He plays along his UC Santa Barbara teammate in Jordan Sprinkle. Again, Willits, normally a third baseman, makes up the DH role tonight for Pat Leland. 2-1, big swing and a miss. Aiden Curry offers a nice fastball that'll send things to a 2-2 count. On deck awaiting is Drake Logan, the right fielder. Curry on the bump comes set, taking his time. Clock ticking down. Here's the pitch. Bloop towards first base, making a clean play on it is Ortiz to second for one, and no throw at first. That'll get a run across the plate for the ballers. Tapia is going to score. Out at second is Troy Klontsch. Elko's going to move to third. Klontsch is the out. It is a 3-6 put out for the second out of the inning, but Bryce Willits is able to get into first base on a fielder's choice, and that is going to be a run across the plate, so the ballers have cut into the lead. It's now 3-1 here in the top of the fourth, and it looks like Carlos Maldonado is going to come out and have a chat, and that might be the end of the night for Aiden Curry. After 3 1/3 extremely solid innings, he's run into a bit of a tight spot here in the fourth, and the ballers now have a couple of runners on. It is on the corners and two down with Drake Logan stepping to the plate. New arm indeed is on the way for down east. We'll take a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. 3-1 your score, down east on top, but the ballers certainly threatening here in the fourth. Well, the Woodtucks will turn things over to a new arm on the bump. They pull him out of the duck blind, as they call it, down the left field line here. And at Kinston, they pull him out of the duck blind. It's a new arm on the bump. 6 foot, 185-pound, 22-year-old Ronnie. It's a sidewinder out of Marietta, Georgia, a product of Mercer. It is Jackson Kelly, as the first pitch is spun in at the plate and fouled off by Drake Logan, the right fielder. Move it to an 0-1 count on the ballers, a right fielder. Runners at third and first for Kannapolis. It's Elko at third and Bryce Willits at first. They trail 3-1, and they've picked up a couple of base runners here. As the pitch outside from Jackson Kelly on the 0-1, move it to a 1-1 count. Again, Jackson Kelly, a sidearmer out of Mercer, a 12th round pick in 2022 by the Texas Rangers. Picked overall at 349th. 1-1 swing and a miss from Drake Logan, 1-2 now. On the ballers, right fielder, 0-for-1 of the night with a strikeout. Chris Lanzilli, left fielder, is awaiting on deck. 1-2 count. Kelly will take a peek at first. Not thrown out in time. Keep the count at 1-2. Bryce Willits at first. He's got a little bit of speed. Elko's at third. Just 90 feet away from another run. Kelly's 1-2. Swung and a miss by Drake Logan for strike three. Just a little too much movement on that pitch from Jackson Kelly. And Drake Logan is now 0-for-2 on the night with a pair of strikeouts. But the ballers do get one back thanks to a nice play from Bryce Willits and a fielder's choice. They do pick up the run. Scoring is Lion Tapia. The ballers now trail just 3-1 in the bottom of the fourth. On the way here in Kinston, I should say. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm on the way for the good guys.
As a family, generations recline.
Pitcher number three of the night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as they turn things over to the Ronnie, 6'2", 185-pound Ronnie from San Carlos, Venezuela. It is Manuel Veloz on the bump. The Ronnie takes over for Paulie Milto. Veloz, again, a former Kannapolis Cannonballer who pitched in 2022 with the Ballers for a couple of times, including a masterful performance last year on July 4th. He's back here this season with Kannapolis, and it will be working mainly as a long-term reliever as the 0-1 from Veloz is cut on and missed by Blackman. 0-2 is your count. JoJo Blackman, Abby Ortiz, and Jefferson Espinal do up. It's the bottom of the order and the bottom of the fourth for the Down East Wood Ducks, who are on top 3-1 over your Ballers. Veloz's pitch on the 0-2, swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. JoJo Blackman down on strikes. It's the second punch out of the night for Blackman and the first for Manuel Veloz. That'll send things to Abby Ortiz, the first baseman. Again, Veloz, a free agent signee in 2019 by the Chicago White Sox out of San Carlos, Venezuela. He did pitch here 13 games in the Complex League, 5 with the Ballers in 2022, 2 starts. He went 2-1 with a 1.04 ERA. 0-1 lifted into left or by Ortiz and is snagged by Lanzilli. It'll be a flyout into left for the second out of the inning. Villo's 2 batters, 2 quick outs. 9-hole batter now in Jefferson Espinal will step in. Jefferson Espinal digs in. He is 0-1 tonight with a strikeout. He did strike out against Peyton Paulette. As Paulie Milto goes one inning, after Paulette goes two, Villows takes over. Big swing and a miss on the first pitch, 0-1 your count. Villows in 17 and a third innings, 16 punchouts. As the 0-1 line towards third, caught by Tapia. Good hands at the hot corner from Lyon Tapia. It'll go down as a lineout. And it's a 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Manuel Villows, who works quickly. It'll send things into the top half of the fifth here at a Granger Stadium in Kinston. The Ballers trail 3-1 to the Down East Wood Ducks. Plenty of game left, though. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Jackson Kelly back out for another inning of action on the bump for the Down East Wood Ducks. It's the top of the fifth. Ballers will send up to the plate. It's Chris Lanzilli, 7-8-9 due up. Lanzilli, Glass, and Sanchez due up. As the Ballers trailing 3-1 to the Down East Wood Ducks here at a Granger Stadium in Kinston. Kelly, the sidearmer on the bump, delivers the 1-0. It's a slider swing and a miss for a strike. 1-1 your count now on Chris Lanzilli. A swing and a miss strikeout in the third against Aiden Curry, who had a fantastic night until he ran into a little bit of trouble in that fourth inning. Hence the pull of Curry and now Kelly in the ballgame. 1-1 chop to the middle. Shortstop Cauley comes to it, makes the play, fires to first, and he didn't get him in time. It'll be an infield single for Chris Lanzilli. Good play by Cam Cauley, but Lanzilli able to leg it out. Kind of a weaker throw from that shortstop and a Cam Cauley who couldn't make the play. So now one on and nobody out, and Logan Glass will step in. Logan Glass, the center fielder, 0-1 of the strikeout. 1 of 7 punchouts on the night for Aiden Curry. 3 2/3, 1 hit, 1 run, 2 walks, and 7 punchouts for the Down East Wood Ducks starter before turning things over to Jackson Kelly. First pitch to Logan Glass is in there. 4 called strike, 0-1 is your count. Logan Glass settling in the batter's box. Looking to get the pitch he likes, 0-1. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball, 0-2. Glass looked like he was sitting on it. Just couldn't get a contact on the pitch. Now 0-2. Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. Here in this top of the fifth inning, Ballers trail 3-1. Been a very quiet night offensively for both sides. Just 5 total hits. Pitch off the plate and away to Glass, 1-2. 3 for Down East, 2 for Kannapolis. 2 errors for the Ballers as well. Kind of handing themselves some problems in the first inning. 1-2 count, Kelly's pitch. Glass fouls it back, gets just enough of a piece of it. 1-2 remains your count, we'll do it again. Of course, some other games going on across the Carolina League tonight. Bottom of the fifth in Fredericksburg. It's a scoreless game between the Fred Nats and the Lynchburg Hillcats. It's a blowout already in Myrtle Beach. The River Dogs trailing 12-0 to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans as Kelly's 1-2 is in there on a fastball for a called strike. It is a strikeout of Logan Glass. So now one on and one out. Nine-hole man Wilbur Sanchez steps in. 12-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans on top of the Charleston River Dogs in what quickly has become a bit of a blowout there. Top of the second inning in Salem, the Red Sox trailing the Delmarva Shorebirds 1-0. In the bottom of the fourth, tie game in Fayetteville, the Woodpeckers tied at the Carolina Mudcats 1-1. Sanchez will pick up a first pitch strike from Jackson Kelly. 0-1 now with one down in the top of the fifth here in Kinston. The one game that still hasn't gotten underway quite yet is Augusta and Columbia. This big swing and a miss on the 0-1 by Sanchez, 0-2. Augusta and Columbia still yet to get underway here on this Friday night. Then, of course, some weather kind of blowing through the eastern seaboard this weekend, causing a lot of delays and suspensions and cancellations. It's been a wild weather weekend for sure. Quick check on the runner at first, not in time by Jackson Kelly. Runner at first is Lanzilli with a leadoff single here in this fifth. 0-2 count, one down. Kelly's pitch to the plate. Sanchez wanted to go at it, did not. Holds back and will get a 1-2 count. Top of the order and Jordan Sprinkle awaiting on deck. Sprinkle 0-2. Sanchez 0-1 himself with a strikeout. 1-2. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball for a strikeout. And the Downeast Wood Ducks have now struck out Wilbur Sanchez twice on the night. It'll send things back to the top of the order in Jordan Sprinkle. That's now a total of 10 strikeouts for Downeast's pitching staff tonight. Aiden Curry and Jackson Kelly have been efficient on the bump tonight. Top of the order in Sprinkle steps in. First pitch is off the plate and away. Want to know your count on the Rainmaker, Jordan Sprinkle. A ground out in the first, a strikeout in the fourth. Runner at first is Chris Lanzilli with a good lead. Kelly with a 1-0 count, pitch on the way. Grounded towards the second baseman, making a clean play as Cueva picks it up, fires to first. It is in time for the out. Jordan Sprinkle cannot believe it. It looks like a close play over there, and Pat Leland, the manager for the Ballers, is absolutely irate, saying no way, he was absolutely safe. Nonetheless, it is the third out of the inning, a ground out for Jordan Sprinkle. That will conclude the top of the fifth and send things into the bottom half after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. 3-1 your score, Wood Ducks on top. Bottom of the fifth, top of the order due up for the Downeast Wood Ducks here at Granger Stadium in Kinston. It is a 3-1 ball game. Downeast on top over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Manuel Veloz back out on the bump for his second inning of action. Cam Cauley steps in. He's 0-2 on the night with a ground out and a strikeout as Veloz, his first pitch, is just a bit up and inside on Cauley. 1-0 is your count. Veloz with a clean 1-2, three inning in the fourth in his first inning of action. He'll deliver the 1-0 breaking ball just a bit outside. 2-0 your count now on Cam Cauley. Ballers the straightaway defensive setup on the leadoff batter Cauley, the shortstop with some speed. 2-0 sharply grounded towards second. Sanchez with a clean play. Soft hands. Fires to first in time for the out. It's a ground out for Cam Cauley. One out now had in the bottom of the fifth. 0-3 night now for Cauley. Anthony Gutierrez will now step in. Anthony Gutierrez, 0-2. He reached on an error back in the first inning. He stole a base as well. Ended up scoring on Tucker Mitchell's RBI double in the first to give Down East their runs. Pitches in there for a called strike. 0-1 on Gutierrez. Three runs in that first inning for Down East. The Ballers picked up their only run back in the fourth. Pitch on the way. Showing punt is Gutierrez. He's unable to get contact on it. 0-1 now moves 0-2. Kind of caught Veloz off guard. Immediately charged in did Manuel Veloz. 0-2 count, pitch on the way. Breaking ball just a bit inside to Gutierrez. 1-2 now on the Wood Ducks two-hole man, the center fielder. Gutierrez batting .333 now on the young season. 0-2 tonight, looking for a base knock. 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Manuel Veloz picks up strikeout number 2 on the evening. It's Anthony Gutierrez, who's now 0-3. Three-hole batter, and Jason Morabel steps in. Morabel's been taking the patient route tonight. He's 0-0. He's got a pair of walks in both of his at-bats tonight. Veloz, though, not going to give him any balls. It'll give him a strike, a first-pitch strike in there. 0-1 is your count. 0-1 from the righty. This one is lined up the middle into center for a base knock. Morabel has his first hit of the evening. It's a two-out base hit into center, a seeing-eye single, and is picked up by the center fielder Glass and chucked back into the infield. A two-out base knock for the Wood Ducks, and then he'll send Tucker Mitchell to the plate. Tucker Mitchell is a grand total of 2-for-2. He's picked up a double in the first, an RBI double, and a single in the third. And that multi-hit game has done him well. First pitch in from Veloz is just a bit low. Count will move 0-1. Looks like it was called a strike. Home plate umpire Frank Jones didn't make the motion. Did look like it was a ball. It was a ball indeed. 1-0 is up and in. 2-0 now. Tucker Mitchell working on a 2-for-2 night. He's got a runner on first here in Jason Morabel. Glader Figueroa, the third baseman, awaiting on deck. Veloz looks in. Pitch on the way. Mitchell cuts on it. Pops up in foul ground and towards the first base side. Elko chasing. And they will run out of room. It lands in the seating area. Heads up down there. Count moves 2-1. The dugouts here in Kinston are truly dugouts. They're completely underneath the seating area here at Granger Stadium. So the way that the seating arrangements are set up, dugouts are completely tucked underneath, giving players plenty of room to hide from all the rain tonight. Pitch is a bit up and inside. 3-1 is your count. Two down, runner on first is Jason Morabel. Tucker Mitchell to play with a 3-1 count. Veloz's pitch, runner going, pitch skied into shallow center. Backtracking Jordan Sprinkle, calling him off is the center fielder. It's going to fall in the middle of right center field, and the runner is going to score on the play. Nobody could get to it, and it's a base knock for Tucker Mitchell, his third of the night, and Jason Morabel is going to score on the play. He scurries around the base paths. He didn't stop running, and good thing he didn't, as that ball completely falls in the middle of right center field in between three Kannapolis Cannonballer defenders. And now Tucker Mitchell with another RBI, this time a single here in the fifth. Down East now on top 4-1. It'll send things to Glader Figueroa, but not before Blake Hickman come out and have a chat with his young Roddy and Manuel Veloz. Just a bit of an unfortunate circumstance you get there as ball popped into shallow right center. And with the way the wind has been howling today here in Kinston, really no idea where that ball was going. Weather still playing an issue here in down east. It's been a dreary, cold day for baseball here in Kinston. Nonetheless, Tucker Mitchell picks up a single. Now Glader Figueroa steps in. First pitch from the righty Veloz is outside. 1-0 is your count. Glader Figueroa 0-for-2 today. A ground out and a strikeout. It's his first at-bat against Manuel Veloz tonight. 1-0 fastball outside. 2-0 your count. Figueroa a pest last night in a multi-hit game. Tonight 0-for-2. He's been kept quiet. 2-0 from Veloz. Another fastball outside. 3-0. Veloz trying to dance around Glader Figueroa. Daniel Cuevas, second baseman, awaiting on deck. Another top prospect in the Rangers organization. 3-0 from Veloz. Fastball up and away. Ball 4. It's a four-pitch walk issue to Glader Figueroa. He takes a free pass to second on the play. Will move Tucker Mitchell. So now 2-on and 2-out, and Daniel Cuevas steps in. Daniel Cueva, 1-for-2 on the night, a single, a stolen base in the first. And he did have a ground out in the third. First pitch, line into right for a base knock. That's going to be trouble. As rounding first and stopping there will be Cueva. Looked like Drake Logan had some issues with the ball out in right. That's going to allow Tucker Mitchell to score. Up to third moves Figueroa, and everything has broken loose for the Down East Wood Ducks here in this fifth inning. Mitchell scores. To third goes Figueroa, and Daniel Cueva picks up an RBI single. It is now 5-1 Wood Ducks here in the fifth inning. Well, the pitching has just not been able to break through some of these batters for the Down East Wood Ducks. It's been the middle of the order tonight causing trouble as JoJo Blackman steps in. First pitch up and away. 1-0 your count on the Wood Ducks left fielder. Tucker Mitchell with a 3-for-3 night. Now a multi-hit game for Daniel Cueva. Veloz's pitch, fastball up away on the 1-0. Runner going through in a second, and they got him at second. Good arm behind the dish by Troy Claunch. He's able to nab the runner at second in Daniel Cueva, and that'll get the third out and get the ballers out of the fifth inning. They're not without a couple of runs scored by the Wood Ducks. It's two runs on a couple of base knocks, including Tucker Mitchell with another RBI base hit. He's 3-for-3 on the night. Sixth inning headed your way after a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. It's 5-1 Wood Ducks here in Kinston. Lion Tapia, Tim Helko, Troy Klaunch due up here in the sixth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who trail 5-1 to the Down East Wood Ducks here at Granger Stadium in Kinston. And it's a new arm on the bump as well for the Wood Ducks. It's DJ McCarty, 6'2", 145-pound righty. Steps in, the 20-year-old from Redlands, California, delivers the first pitch of his night to Tapia. It is off the plate. 1-0 is your count. McCarty, a Redlands, California native, undrafted free agent signee in 2020 by the Down East Wood Ducks parent club and the Texas Rangers. As the pitch is off the plate to Tapia, 2-0 is your count. McCarty wasting no time, 2-0, grounded towards third. Figueroa makes a clean play, moving to his left, fires to first in time for the out. Lion Tapia is the first out of the sixth inning on a 5-3 ground down. One down now, and Tim Helko is going to step in. Both Helko and Tapia have had the same nights so far. They both had strikeouts in the first and walks in the fourth. Helko taking a patient approach in the fourth against Aiden Curry, who kind of got run out of the game. McCarty's first pitch to Helko, a fastball outside, 1-0 your count. McCarty, a product of Temescal Canyon in Lake Elsinore, California. In 2022, 3-4, the 5.44 ERA. Pitch in there for a called strike on Helko, 1-1. McCarty spending time with two teams in 2022. He spent one game here in Down East in 2022 and kind of struggled. 1-1 buzzes the tower at Tim Helko. Heads up. 2-1 is your count. Elko's a big kid at 6'4", 240 pounds. That ball was easily about 6'6". Almost hit Helko in the coconut. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch from the righty. Fastball just a bit low and away. Now 3-1. DJ McCarty on the bump, kind of losing his way here against Helko. In one game with the Down East Wood Ducks last year, inning in two-thirds, three hits, three runs, two walks, and two punch-outs. As Helko cuts on the 3-1, it looks like he fouls it off. Count will move 3-2. Helko got a piece of it. The Wood Ducks thought it was a fair ball. Immediately, Mitchell came up and threw the ball over to first on a little dribbler that looked to be foul, and then it ended up in the front of the home plate. Nonetheless, called a foul ball by our field umpire tonight in Tyler Hovick. So count will go full. 3-2 count on Helko. Here's the pitch from the righty. Fastball is outside, ball four. Helko with his second walk of the night. It's a one-out base runner for the Ballers here in the sixth. That'll send things to Troy Klaunch, the catcher. Klaunch 1-for-2 at a single in the fourth inning. Was able to get on base with the first hit of the night for the Ballers on offense. As Helko at first for the second time tonight, he was able to get up to third back in the fourth with some good offense. As Klaunch's first pitch from McCarty is outside, 1-0 your count. McCarty, the third arm used tonight by the Wood Ducks. After Curry goes a few innings and then turning things over to the sidearmer and Jackson Kelly. As Klaunch, liner back up the middle, hits the pitcher in McCarty. He's able to glove it down and make the play to fire to first in time for the out. Looks like he's okay. A scary little line drive from Troy Klaunch, but a good heads-up play by McCarty, and he gets the out at first. Elko's going to move to second. It'll be a 1-3 putout for Troy Klaunch, which is the second out. Two down, runner on second now, and Bryce Willits will step in. Bit of a scary liner up the middle again from Troy Klaunch. But a good heads-up play, it looks like, from DJ McCarty. Kept the ball down, knocked it down, was able to get there. And now time called by Tucker Mitchell. About to deliver the pitch was McCarty. Catcher called time. Willits will step in. He reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth. It allowed the run to score. The only run of the ball game so far for Kannapolis. First pitch to Willits. Inside, gets by the catcher Mitchell. Headed up to third will be Tim Helko. Looks like that'll be more than likely a pass ball as Tucker Mitchell had the opportunity to make the play. This looked like a fastball was just a bit inside to Bryce Willits. We'll see how the official score here in Kinston calls it. Nonetheless, runner at third now for the Ballers and run 90 feet away. Willits at the plate with two outs and a 1-0 count. A McCarney will come set, 1-0 pitch. Willits will top this one towards first. Abby Ortiz will glove it, and he'll step on the bag at first, for the out. That is the third out of the inning. So the Ballers do pick up a base runner in Tim Elko, who gets up to third. However, can't get the run home. They still trail 5-1. Bottom of the sixth headed your way after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. JoJo Blackman will step in and lead things off for the Down East Wood Ducks here in the bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch swung and missed for a strike. 0-1 is your count. Manuel Veloz back out on the bump for another inning of action here in this bottom of the sixth. Blackman swings and misses on the first pitch. 0-1 is your count. Veloz will deliver the next one on the way. This one is tapped towards second. Wilbur Sanchez with the clean play fires the first in time for the out. Just like that, one batter faced and one down in the sixth for Manuel Veloz. One down now, and Abby Ortiz is going to step in. Abby Ortiz, 0-2 on the night, a pop out in the second and a ground out in the fourth. The bottom of the order has been relatively quiet for the Wood Ducks tonight. The Ballers pitching staff has been able to keep them neutralized. First pitch to Ortiz, the first baseman, is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Ortiz, the Bayamon Puerto Rico native, a pop out in the second and a fly out in the fourth. Pitch just a bit low from Veloz, 1-1 your count. One out with a 1-1 count is Abby Ortiz. Pitch on the way from the righty, fouled off, straight back. Count moved to a 1-2 count. Jefferson Espinola waiting on deck for the Wood Ducks. Time called by the batter, Abby Ortiz. Get a 1-2 count. Veloz on the bump is ready to go. He's wasting no time. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball is kind of blooped towards short. Sprinkle has to cover some ground. Makes the play. Fires across the diamond. It is not in time. Close play over at first. A great play at short by Jordan Sprinkle, who had to cover some ground, but he got there in time. Made the throw over, but it is a base hit for Abby Ortiz. So now one on and one down, and Jefferson Espinal is going to step in. Jefferson Espinal, the Santo Domingo Dominican Republic native, will step in. One on and one out as a nine-hole batter for the Down East Wood Ducks. He'll cut on the first pitch. This one's popped into shallow left center field. Sprinkle backtracking, but Lanzilli calls him off and makes the play. It is out number two on a flyout. One pitch just like that. It is the out into left field. So back to the top of the order now. One on and two down for Cam Cawley. Cawley 0-3 in the night. A couple of ground outs and a strikeout. He's got a runner on first in Abby Ortiz. Was able to get there and leg out a nice play from Jordan Sprinkle at the shortstop position. First pitch, Cawley check swings on it. Doesn't matter, called strike one. A good breaking ball in the outside corner from Manuel Veloz. Veloz working quickly. He'll come set. And pitch on the way. Breaking ball fought off by Cawley. Lifted high and foul in foul ground. Heads up in the seating bowl. Count moves 0-2. Two down here in this bottom of the sixth inning. Cataldi again 0-3. Here in this ball game, struck out in the second against Peyton Paulette. Velos here, 0-2 count, two down. Runner going before the pitch is delivered, and it looks like the home plate umpire is going to issue a balk to Manuel Velos. It looks like he went towards home plate first before reacting to the runner on the base path to Nobby Ortiz. So it will be a balk for Velos. And the runner is now in scoring position. 0-2 count, two outs. Pitch from the righty. Swung on and fouled off ever so slightly by Cauley. Keep the count at 0-2. Good heads-up base running from Bobby Ortiz, who's able to discombobulate Manuel Velos on the bump. 0-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch from the righty. Up and in on the tower of Cam Cauley, 1-2. Fastball from Velos just got away from him. Runner on second and Ortiz with a good lead. 1-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball is cut on and fouled off. Just got a piece of it, did Cauley. We'll keep the count at 1-2 and do it again. Again, appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us here on the broadcast. MILB.com live stream. KCBallers.com live stream, the free audio stream. Dan Helody bringing you all the action live from Kinston. 1-2. This one is roped into left field. That's going to drop in front of Lanzilli and be a base knock and more. Throw comes in from left to play at the plate. It is not in time. Scoring on the play is Abby Ortiz. And headed to second on the play is Cauley. It'll be a single and advancing the second on the throw. But the Wood Ducks have picked up another run thanks to an RBI base hit from Cam Cauley. He's got his first hit of the year, and it gives the Wood Ducks a 6-1 lead. So Cauley scoots up to second on the throw. It is a single for the Down East Wood Ducks leadoff batter in Cauley. That'll send things to the center fielder, Anthony Gutierrez, as the wheels seem to have fallen off the wagon. Velos will come set. Runner going on the pitch. Gutierrez lifts this one high and foul. 0-1 your count. Gutierrez, an error in the first inning allowed him to reach. He stole a base as well. Last time up, he did strike out in the fifth against Velos. 0-1 count, two down. Velos comes set. Cauley's at second with a great lead. Pitch on the way. Up and in on Gutierrez. Almost hits him in the jaw. Count moves even now at 1-1. 1-1 count on Anthony Gutierrez. Jason Morabell awaiting on deck. Velos comes set, 1-1, breaking ball. This one is blooped into left. That's going to drop in front of Lanzilli and be a base knock and another run for the Down East Wood Ducks. Cauley's going to score. It's an RBI single for Anthony Gutierrez and is now 7-1 here in Kinston. Well, the Wood Ducks have just been able to string base hits together here in this sixth inning. That's now three in the frame. They got one from Abby Ortiz on a nice play. And then a back-to-back base hit string here with Cauley and Gutierrez. Jason Morabell is going to step in with a runner on first and two down. As Down East has been able to put some offense together. It is now time called. Blake Hickman's going to come out and have a chat with his young righty and Manuel Velos, who's running into some trouble. Again, three hits in this frame for the Down East Wood Ducks. They strung two together in the fifth to give to them two runs. They've been able to get some base knocks in almost every inning. Just the second and fourth are the only innings they've not had a base hit or a base runner. As they put together two runs on three hits here in the sixth. And they lead 7-1 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who have had, conversely, a pretty rough night at the plate. Just the one run on two hits here on this Friday night action here in Kinston. Velos comes set on the bump. Morabell digs in. Pitch on the way. Morabell cuts on it. Lifts it high and foul. 0-1 your count on the lefty bat of Jason Morabell. Luperon, Dominican Republic native. Undrafted free agent signee in 2021. One of the bigger signings by the Texas Rangers in the international signing period. Pitch off the plate, 1-1 from Velos. Morabell with a slightly open stance, kind of holding the bat above the left shoulder. 1-1, quick check on the runner and first, not in time. Gutierrez with a good lead over there. Velos with a 1-1 count, pitch on the way. Fastball outside corner called strike two. 1-2 count on the Wood Ducks right fielder, Jason Morabell, who's reached base every time he stepped to the plate tonight. Two walks and then a single in the fifth. He has done well in getting on base of the Wood Ducks. 1-2. This one is lifted high and foul over everyone's head. Keep the count at 1-2. We'll do it again. Tucker Mitchell, catcher, awaiting on deck. He's been the most dangerous bat for the Wood Ducks tonight. 3-for-3 with a double and a pair of singles. Velos with a deep breath on the bump. 1-2, runner going. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Runner going doesn't matter. Jason Morabell goes down swinging on strikes. That's the third out of the sixth inning, and we are two-thirds of the way done with tonight's game action. We are headed to the back third of baseball. 7-1, the Wood Ducks on top. They get a couple more runs in that sixth against Manuel Velos, and the Ballers with some work to do. Top seven after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the seventh inning, Drake Logan, the right fielder, steps in. He's 0-for-2 on the night. It's Drake Logan digging in, 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Logan, Lanzilli, and Glass, two up. All three are the outfielders for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as we get time called in. They need a first base coach to the Ballers. Looks like they'll send out Charlie Romero, hitting coach for the Ballers. Drake Logan will step in. First pitch is up and in from DJ McCarty. Back out for the second inning of work. Callum move 1-0 on Drake Logan. Working quickly is McCarty. Pitch on the way. Fastball in there for a called strike. 1-1 your count. Ballers trailing 7-1 here in the top of the seventh inning in Kinston. They just have not had the bats tonight. 1-1, chopped towards short. Going to be a tough play for Cawley. He'll make it. Fire to first. It is in time. Good play at short by Cam Cawley. He's able to charge in and make the play. 6-3, ground down. One down now here in the seventh inning. And that'll send things to Chris Lanzilli, the left fielder. Chris Lanzilli is a 1-for-2 on the night. A single back in the fifth inning. A leadoff single. He struck out in the third inning as one of seven victims of Aiden Curry. McCarty's first pitch is up and in on Lanzilli. 1-0 your count. Lanzilli's had a busy night in left field. A lot of balls have been sprayed out to him by the Down East Wood Ducks offense, who have put up seven runs on nine hits. Lanzilli fouls off the 1-0 down the left field line. That'll be 1-1 your count. Lanzilli from Stoneham, Massachusetts. Free agent signing in 2022. Was previously drafted in 2019 in the 39th round by the San Francisco Giants. Lanzilli offering, though, to stay in school. Ended up at Wake Forest for a year, actually. 1-1, just a bit off the plate and away, 2-1. Wake Forest Demon Deacon product, Chris Lanzilli. 6'2", 225-pound, 24-year-old. 2-1 count here, McCarty's pitch. Fastball is just a bit low and outside. Good eye from Lanzilli, 3-1 your count. Waiting on deck is Logan Glass. Lanzilli's 3-1 from McCarty. Popped up in a shallow center field. Incoming is Gutierrez. And calling him off and making the grab out there is Gutierrez for the out. It'll be a fly out into center for Chris Lanzilli. That'll be two down now, and Logan Glass steps in. So two down now quickly in the top of the seventh inning. Ballers quickly running out of time if they want to make a comeback. Logan Glass is going to step in, 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts on the night. First pitch on the way from McCarty. Fastball right down the middle for a called strike. 0-1 is your count. Glass, 8 games in AAA Charlotte last year. A home run and a double with a .250 batting average. Contrast that with a .186 batting average with 18 extra base hits in 2022 with Kannapolis. Pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-2. Glass, 62 games with the Ballers last season. Has an 0-2 count, McCarty's pitch. Logan Glass lifts this one into left field. That is hooking foul. Glass has got a little bit of pop. He can hit the ball out of the yard for sure. But he hooks that one just a little foul. We'll keep the count at 0-2 and do it again. A 22nd round pick again in 2019 out of Mustang, Oklahoma, just outside of Oklahoma City. 0-2 count, two down. Wilbur Sanchez and Einholman awaiting on deck. DJ McCarty looking for a 1-2-3 inning pitch on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate on a breaking ball. Logan Glass strikes out for the third time tonight. It's a 1-2-3 inning on the bump for DJ McCarty, who's now gone through two clean innings. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh, but first we're stretching here in Kinston. Ballers trail 7-1 to the Down East Wood Ducks. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Pitcher number 4 of the night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers has entered the 6'5", 185-pound righty, 24 years of age from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. It's Frander Veras, a big, tall Hard-throwing Roddy is in the ballgame. First pitch of his night to Tucker Mitchell is fouled off down the left field line. 0-1 is your count. It'll be Tucker Mitchell due up for the Down East Wood Ducks to start things off, and it'll go towards Glader Figueroa and Daniel Cueva. 0-1 count again on Tucker Mitchell. Fronder Veras in the ballgame. Has appeared in portions of the last 2 years with Kannapolis. He's a pretty hard-throwing righty. 29 games with the Ballers. He's got a 2-2 record. A 7.49 ERA, but 32 punch-outs. Pretty solid hard-throwing righty. Pitch in there for a called strike. Now 0-2. Mitchell has had himself a ball game. He's 3-for-3 on the night with a whole bunch of RBI. 0-2, up and in on Tucker Mitchell. Hits him in what looks to be the shoulder or the neck. He will take the free walk over to first base on the play. So it will be a HBP and a base runner for the Wood Ducks to start off the seventh inning. So now Tucker Mitchell has reached base all four times he stepped to the dish. Glader Figueroa will get a turn at the plate against Fronder Veras. Veras again, the tall, hard-throwing righty, 27 walks in 29 games with the Ballers. Fastball is just a bit outside to Figueroa, 1-0 your count. Again, Veras throws pretty hard. He also has got a little bit of a slider and a changeup working. But all of his stuff moves. It's very tough to pick up. 1-0 from the righty. Fastball is fouled off down the left field line, 1-1 your count. Of course, Veras, too, tougher to pick up than a lot of other pitchers with him being 6'5". Height does play a factor. It's harder to pick up the ball sometimes if you're not used to a taller righty. 1-1 pitch on the way. Figueroa pops this one up in foul ground. After it is Troy Clonch on the third baseman, Tapia. Tapia falls into the dugout and is rescued by the Wood Ducks bench. Ball is fouled off, and it is in foul ground. 1-2 your count. Wyatt Tapia, man, he has had himself a weekend here in Kinston. Hit by a pitch on the hand. Now goes flying into the dugout of the Down East Wood Ducks, where he's picked up. He didn't fall completely, but he did go for a bit of a tumble. Mitchell at first. 1-2 count on Figueroa. Veras comes set. Here's the pitch. Lifted high and foul by Figueroa, fighting at the plate. Keep the count at 1-2. We'll do it again. Figueroa, another top prospect in the Rangers organization. He's been impressive in his short time here in Down East. 1-2. Swung on and blooped in a shout. Elo left. Sprinkle after it. Sliding, and he can't get there in time. It'll be a bloop single off the bat of Glader Figueroa. It'll be now two base runners on for the Down East Wood Ducks. Mitchell to second, and Glader Figueroa has his first hit of the night. It's a bloop single and a left. It'll send Daniel Cueva to the plate with a multi-hit game. Daniel Cueva, 2-for-3 of the night with a pair of singles, a stolen base as well in the first. In this Down East Wood Ducks team loaded with top prospects, you go from Figueroa to Cueva. It's a lot of strong prospects. Time called on the play. Two on, nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Veras takes a look at second. Pitch on the way from the righty. Breaking ball is just a bit low. 1-0 to Cueva. Daniel Cueva from Los Guayas, Venezuela. Playing second base for the Wood Ducks in each game this weekend. 1-0. This one's tied. Tooed into right center field. That's going to drop and roll all the way to the wall and be trouble. Round the bases go the Wood Ducks. Mitchell scores. Headed home on the play is Figueroa. Throwing the plate is not in time. It's a 2-RBI triple off the bat of Daniel Cueva. He's got himself a 3-hit night. Mitchell scores, Figueroa scores, and this ball game has now blown up. It is 9-1 Down East here in this bottom of the seventh inning. Daniel Cueva with a 3-hit night now, two singles and a triple. Figueroa scores, and Tucker Mitchell scores for the third time on the night. That'll send things to the left fielder, JoJo Blackman. Fronder Veras He's run into some trouble. A hit-by-pitch, a single, and now a triple. Barras' pitch to Blackman. Fastball inside and low. 1-0 your count. Down East has now eclipsed the double-digit mark and hits this inning as well with 11. Ballers sitting at just two hits on the night. Barras is 1-0. Fouled straight back by Blackman, 1-1. Ballers having to use now four pitchers on the night. Started the night with Peyton Paulette, who only went two innings. And they went Milto, Veloz, and now Fronder Veras. 1-1 from the righty. Fouled off again, straight and high, and foul by Blackman. 2-2 on the Wood Ducks left fielder. 1-2. 9-1 your score, 11-2 on the hits for the Wood Ducks compared to the Kannapolis Cannonballers. The Ballers also with two errors on the night compared to the Wood Ducks, 0. 1-2, this one's lined sharply foul down the right field line by Blackman. Got a little bit of contact on that one, just couldn't keep it fair. Count stays put at 1-2, we'll do it again. Waiting on deck is Abby Ortiz, first baseman. Bottom of the seventh, the Wood Ducks have put up a pair of runs for now the third inning in a row. 1-2 from Veras. In there, just a bit in the inside corner. Ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Fronder Veras picks up his first punch out of the night against JoJo Blackman looking. He's now 0 for 4 on the night with a trio of strikeouts. One down now, and Abby Ortiz steps in. Abby Ortiz, 1 for 3 on the night with a single back in the sixth inning. He swings on the first pitch. This one is grounded up the middle into center for a base hit, and that'll be another run across for the Down East Wood Ducks. Daniel Cueva is going to score. Abby Ortiz picks up an RBI single. He's got a multi-hit game now in that eight-hole spot for the Wood Ducks. And now one on and one down, and the Wood Ducks on top 10-1. We'll send the nine-hole batter in Hefferson Espinal to the plate. Well, the Wood Ducks have put up runs in each of the last three innings. They put up two in the fifth, two in the sixth, and now three here in the seventh. The good times have just kept on rolling for the hometown team in the Down East Wood Ducks. Pitch is upstairs to Espinal from Veras. 1-0 your count. Conversely, everything has just seemed to be going wrong for the Ballers tonight. Can't get the pitching going at a consistent pace, and then the bats have just not woken up today. 1-0 is a bit inside, 2-0 is your count. Now time called, and Blake Hickman's going to go have a chat with Fronder Veras, who just can't seem to find the strike zone here against Jefferson Espinal. He's already got a quick 2-0 count. Veras, 18 pitches, 12 strikes. So he's thrown the strikes well. He's just kind of placing them a little bit too much over the plate, as he's allowed now three hits in this half inning. An inning where the Wood Ducks have just kind of had their way against Fronder Veras. Ballers certainly have had a different night tonight than they did last night. Complete team outing last night on opening night. You see five nice innings from Tyler Schweitzer, and then the bullpen comes in and cleans it up. Conversely, the Wood Ducks break through early, and it's some good work in the middle innings by Paulette, Milto, and even Veloz for an inning. Since then, it's just fallen apart. Pitch fouled off on the 2-0. 2-1 now to Jefferson Espinal. Nine-hole man Jefferson Espinal, 0-for-3 in the night. He had a strikeout back in the second. Veras looking to sit him down. 2-1. Big swing and a miss on a fastball on the inside part of the plate. 2-2. Top of the order, and Cam Cauley awaiting on deck. Bottom seven, Wood Ducks on top 10-1 over the Ballers here in Kinston. In a dreary, overcast, wet, windy, everything under the sun Friday night. 2-2, tap towards second. Sanchez makes the play. Did he get the tag at second? No, he didn't, and he dropped the ball. He did not get the tag out of the runner moving to second and Avi Ortiz, and he couldn't get the throw over to first either. So no outs are had. Jefferson Espinal is at first base safely, and at second is Abby Ortiz. It'll be an E4 on Wilmer Sanchez, who could not come up with a play cleanly. So Ortiz at second, and at first is Espinal. So now Cam Cawley's going to step in, the seventh batter of the inning. This inning is eerily similar to the first inning, in which Down East also put up three runs. They just got a couple of breaks go their way. They've had a couple of hits, but they also have gotten a couple of breaks going their way. Pitch in there on a breaking ball to Cam Cawley for a called strike. 0-1 your count with one down. Ballers with two errors in the first inning. Kind of set themselves up for failure. Pitch on the way. Swing and miss for a called strike. 0-2. Cam Cawley reaching base last time up. He had a single in the sixth inning. Finally got his first hit of the season with the Wood Ducks. Veras is 0-2. Breaking ball low and outside. 1-2. Anthony Gutierrez awaiting on deck. As again, bottom seven. Kannapolis trailing 10-1. Veras comes set. 1-2. Fastball up and away to Cawley. Now 2-2. Three errors have definitely not helped Kannapolis' case tonight. A couple of errors by Wilmer Sanchez at second base, and they're going to give one as well to Troy Claunch behind the dish with a wild throw. 2-2 fastball low and away. Now count runs full on Cam Cawley. Again, Anthony Gutierrez awaiting on deck. Two on and one out. Veras issues a walk here. It would be a bit of a tough situation. He'd have to face Anthony Gutierrez, a very talented batter, with the bases loaded. Full count, offering on the way. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Fronder Veras picks up his second punch out of the night. It's Cam Cawley down swinging and missing. That's a second punch out of the night for Cawley and the second of the night for Fronder Veras. And then I'll send Anthony Gutierrez to the plate with two on and two out. Anthony Gutierrez has had an eventful night. Last time up, a single in the sixth inning. He digs in. First pitch from Veras, just a bit outside. 1-0 is your count. Ballers will have about six outs to work with. They'll have nine runs at least to come back behind from. 1-0 count, Veras' pitch. Fastball just a bit low now, 2-0. They trail by nine runs. They're being out hit now 12-2. Ballers have only been able to muster two hits in this ballgame. Fronder Veras comes set of the bump. 2-0 pitch towards Gutierrez. Fastball outside corner for a called strike. 2-1. At second is Avi Ortiz. Jefferson Espinal is at first. Gutierrez at the plate against the tall righty in front of Veras. 2-1 pitch. Swung on, grounded up the middle. Diving with a backhand as Sanchez makes the play. Fires the first in time across his body for the third out of the inning. A nice play at second by Wilmer Sanchez, who makes a nice play across his body with the throw as well to finish up seven innings of baseball. Top of the eighth headed your way after a quick break here in Kinston. Ballers trailing 10-1 to the Down East Wood Ducks. We'll be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the eighth inning in Kinston, the Down East Wood Ducks have elected to make a pitching change on the bump. They'll turn things over to the 6'5", 192-pound Roddy. 21 years of age, it's Adrian Rodriguez, a 21-year-old from Yonkers, New York, a 2019 39th round pick by the Texas Rangers. He went to school in the Florida Virtual School in Orlando, Florida. And he'll enter this ball game now in the eighth inning, looking to close out a 10-1 lead for the Down East Wood Ducks. He'll have to face off against 9-1-2 in the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Wilbur Sanchez is the first pitch was a ball. Second pitch on the way is just a bit low and off the plate as well. 2-0 now to Wilbur Sanchez. 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts is La Chispa. Wilbur Sanchez looking to make a spark happen here. Late in this ball game, ballers with about six outs to work with. They trail by nine runs. A lot of offense needed for sure. Adrian Rodriguez comes set. Pitch on the way. Fastball broken. Back grounder back up the middle. Making the play cleanly is Rodriguez. He'll field it underhand to first for the out. It's a 1-3 ground out on a shattered bat. Ground out for La Chispa. Wilbur Sanchez back to the top of the order. And Jordan Sprinkle due up. 2022, a very solid season for Adrian Rodriguez. He pitched for two teams in 2022, including seven games here in Down East with the Wood Ducks. 2-0 with a 3.09 ERA in seven games, 11 2/3 innings, 16 punchouts, just six walks. Opponents batting .214. As Jordan Sprinkle cuts on the pitch, lifts this one high and deep right center field. Backtracking is the center fielder Gutierrez. He'll get there in time and make the grab for out number two. A bit of a tougher play out there in center for Gutierrez, but play made. Jordan Sprinkle is out number two of the top of the eighth inning. Two down, nobody on, and Lion Tapia is going to get a turn at the plate. Lion Tapia with a walk in the fourth. It's the only way he has reached base today. And a strikeout looking in the first and a ground out in the sixth as well. As Rodriguez wasting no time. First pitch swung and missed for a strike. 0-1 is your count. Two down here in this top of the eighth inning. 0-1 count on Lion Tapia. Tim Elko waiting on deck if Tapia can get on base. Adrian Rodriguez is 0-1. Tapped foul by Tapia down the third baseline, 0-2. Rodriguez taken over for the Down East Wood Ducks. He is their fourth different pitcher used tonight. Curry with a good night. Kelly and McCarty as well closing the door on the Ballers' offense. And what's been just a quiet night for the Ballers' bats, 0-2, just a bit inside, 1-2. Ballers' offense has just been very quiet today. Two hits. They've only drawn a few walks. Very few base runners. They have not had a base runner since the sixth inning. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. Lion Tapia goes down swinging and missing. That is a 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Adrian Rodriguez. And now the Ballers have even fewer outs to work with. They have now three outs left in the top of the ninth inning, but Down East will get another turn to bat at the bottom of the eighth. We'll take a break and be right back here from Kinston on the Ballers Baseball Network. 10-1 your score, Down East on top. New arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in the bottom of the eighth inning. Jason Morabell steps in against Cole Ramage, the righty on the bump. First pitch, a big swing and a miss from Jason Morabell for strike 1-0-1, your count. Ramage, 6'1", 205-pound, 24-year-old from Southlake, Texas. Former Arkansas Razorback is Cole Ramage, as Morabell will get another strike. 0-2 is your count on the Wood Ducks right fielder. Morabell, Mitchell, and Figueroa do up. They'll face off against Cole Ramage, who is in his second year as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. 0-2, tap towards first base. Elko backhands it. He'll underhand it to the covering Ramage at first for the out. It'll be a 3-1 ground out for Jason Morabell. First out of the bottom of the eighth is had. That'll send things towards Tucker Mitchell. Cole Ramage again making his first appearance as a member of the Ballers this season. Appeared in six games for Kannapolis in 2022. Mainly a short relief arm, no crazy long outings for Ramage. First pitch to Tucker Mitchell is low and off the plate on a breaking ball. 1-0 is your count. 31 games, including two starts in 2022 for the Razorbacks. He had a 4.80 ERA, but three saves as well. 1-0 is up and into Tucker Mitchell. 2-0 is your count. Glader Figueroa awaiting on deck. Mitchell has had quite a nice day at the plate. 2-0 is just off the plate now. 3-0. Mitchell, a double, two singles, and a hit-by-pitch on his 90s. Reach base every time he stepped to the dish. 3-0 from Ramage. Mitchell muscles this one high and foul. Out back over everyone's head down the first baseline. 3-1 your count. Tucker Mitchell in his first game this season, a 14th round pick in 2021 by the Texas Rangers. As impressed for sure. 3-1 breaking ball outside corner for a called strike. 3-2. Good pitch by Cole Ramage, making his first appearance as a member of the Ballers this season. 3-2. Grounded up the middle. That might get through. It will for a base knock. Tucker Mitchell is just going to keep the good times going. He is now 4-for-4 at the plate. He's got his third single of the night. He had a double in the first. That is now 4 base hits for Tucker Mitchell. And now Glader Figueroa is going to step in. Tucker Mitchell ate his Wheaties today for sure. He's 4-for-4 with a quartet of base hits, and it set the Wood Ducks up for success. They lead now 13-2 as far as hits go. Pitch up and away to Figueroa. 1-0 your count. Cole Ramage trying to sneak a fastball by him. Ramage from Southlake, Texas. Again, of course, a Razorback, one of the few Razorbacks on this Ballers squad. 1-0 breaking ball in there for a called strike. 1-1 is your count. Ramage taking over for Fronder Veras, who had an inning from you-know-where in the seventh. Just could not find the zone. Ramage here looking smooth. 1-1 is fouled off by Figueroa. 1-2. Looked smooth in the at-bat against Morabell. Against Mitchell, he looked good, too. Just Tucker Mitchell having a Tucker Mitchell kind of night. 4-for-4. He is at first. 1-2 count on Figueroa. Ramage will come set. Glove at the waist. 1-2. This one is popped up in shallow right field. Incoming is Drake Logan. He might have time. And it will not be a Drake Logan making the play. Rather, Wilbur Sanchez doesn't have to move in the infield. He will camp under it and make the grab for the second out. It's a pop out to Wilbur Sanchez at second. And now Danier Cueva is going to step in. That's just one of those from my vantage point here at Granger Stadium in Kinston. I'm looking out on the field, and there is a post holding up the overhang here in the seats, right where Wilbur Sanchez is standing at second base. Pitch swung and missed, 0-1 your count now on Danier Cueva. As it is, that post being in the way, couldn't quite see, and then you add the fact it's a little misty and foggy tonight. Can't quite see here in a Kinston. 0-1, tapped back towards the mound. Ramage picks it up barehand. It's a wild throw past the first base bag, and it gets loose in the foul ground in right field. Rounding second-handed for third is Mitchell, and advancing to second is Danier Cueva. It's going to be an error on Cole Ramage, and that is going to be the fourth error of the ballgame for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Just a wild throw from Cole Ramage. Kind of causes himself some harm. Mitchell moves up to third. It's an error on Remage. Cuevas at second. So now two in scoring position and two down for JoJo Blackman. JoJo Blackman 0 for 4 with a trio of strikeouts. He's got an opportunity here to add more insurance to the Down East lead, who already are on top 10-1. This one's lined on the first pitch. Diving stop by Sanchez. He makes the grab at second for the third out of the inning. A nice play on the line out to Wilmer Sanchez. That cleans things up after an error from Cole Ramage. Just like that, one pitch, and the Ballers are out of the eighth inning. Top of the ninth, the Ballers need 9 runs to complete the comeback and tie things up. We'll see what they can do in the ninth inning against Adrian Rodriguez when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Tim Elko will lead things off top of the ninth inning as the Kannapolis Cannonballers have 3 outs to work with. They trail 10-1 to the Down East Wood Ducks. Adrian Rodriguez back out on the mump. First pitch is a bit upstairs to Elko. 1-0 is your count. Elko, Clonch, and Bryce Willits do up as the Ballers again trailing 10-1. They're going to look to try to make a very impressive comeback. Elko's 1-0 pitch from Rodriguez is fouled off, now even at 1-1. Elko tonight is 0-1. He had a strikeout in the first inning, and then he's drawn walks in the fourth and sixth. He's been a very patient batter at the plate so far in this season. He's only been swinging at what he likes. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. This one is lifted foul, straight back by Elko. Count moves to 1-2. Again, Elko, Clonch, and Willits here in this ninth inning against Adrian Rodriguez, who mowed through the order in the ninth. In the eighth, 1-2. Elko grounds this one towards short. Cawley will make the routine play. He'll fire it across the diamond in time for the out. It'll be a 6-3 ground out for Tim Elko for the first out of the ninth. That'll send things to Troy Clonch, the catcher. Troy Clonch, 1-for-3 on the night with a single in the fourth inning in his first game of 2023 as a baller. One of the more well-rounded catchers we see in the Carolina League. Clonch has got a little bit of everything. First pitch on the way from Rodriguez. Fastball right down Broadway for a called strike. 0-1. Clonch grounded out in the second and sixth, respectively, as well. The single in the fourth, though, has given himself a 1-for-3 night. Big swing and a miss on the 0-1. Now 0-2. Clonch batting in that cleanup spot. He was doing that a little bit last year as well. He was able to get some success as well, especially late in the season last year. One is the 0-2 is inside now, 1-2. Good pitch from Rodriguez, just misses inside. That fastball's got some life from Adrian Rodriguez. Big tall 6'6" righty. 1-2 pitch on the way. Fastball is outside and low. Now 2-2. Adrian Rodriguez looking in for the 2-2. Clutch wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside. Count will now run full. Good at bat from Troy Clutch. After falling behind 0-2, he's worked the count full, has the former Texas A&M Aggie. Full count, one down, here's the pitch. Swung on and tapped, just foul by Clunch, staying alive at the plate. Now count will stay put at full, and we'll do it again. Full count, one down, Bryce Willits awaiting on deck. The Ballers, again, have not picked up a base runner since the sixth. Full count, one down. Rodriguez taking his time. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there for called. Strike three. Ring him up. Got him looking. Troy Clutch, not a fan of that call at all. He's opting, he's saying it was a high pitch. However, it was in the zone as a called strike three. Second punch out of the night for Adrian Rodriguez. And now the Ballers are down to their final out. It's Bryce Willits with two down now and nobody on base. Rodriguez on the bump comes set. Pitch on the way to Willits. This one is fouled straight back. 0-1 your count. Willits in his first night as a Baller, reaching on a fielder's choice in the fourth. That's what gave the Ballers their only run of the night, allowing Lyon Tapia to score. That's when they kind of got to Aiden Curry in that fourth inning. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside. 1-1 now on Bryce Willits. Former UC Santa Barbara Gaucho, a teammate of Jordan Sprinkle in college. There's two making up the left side of the infield. Now they're making up part of the Can-Am Ballers lineup. 1-1 from Rodriguez. Fastball inside, gets by the catcher Mitchell. Count now favorable at 2-1 for Bryce Willits. After tonight, tomorrow, 5 o'clock scheduled first pitch. Connor McCullough slated to get the start for the Ballers here in Down East. And then they'll take Easter Sunday and Monday off. And they'll head up to Delmarva. 2-1 grounded towards first base. Abby Ortiz makes the play. He'll step on the bag at first. And that is your ball game. An unassisted ground out for Abby Ortiz at first. Gets Bryce Willits out. And the Ballers finish up tonight's game with just two hits. They fall 10-1 to the Down East Woodtucks. And they're now back at 500. On the season. They're two games in, 1-1 on the year, and that'll send things into a deciding game three tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We'll take a quick break and give you a post-game recap here live from Kinston after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Final score, 10-1, Down East takes this one. Welcome back into Granger Stadium, Kinston, North Carolina, for your postgame show tonight as the Kannapolis Cannonballers drop this one 10-1 to the Down East Wood Ducks here in Kinston. And what was a night that Honestly, didn't think we'd get the baseball game in. It's been raining and windy all night. It's been raining and windy all day here in Kinston. Just not a great baseball weather day, but somehow got all 9 innings in. And the Downeast Wood Ducks are victorious on top today, 10-1 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. A couple of good notes. We saw some good base knocks. We saw a couple of good at-bats at the plate. Some walks drawn by Tim Elko. 2 walks on the day, and then 1 from Lyon Tapia. We saw some patient at-bats. The bats just didn't show up today, though. 2 hits on the day. That is it. The 1 run, it comes on a fielder's choice. It wasn't even an RBI. It actually was an RBI for Bryce Willits. He is 0-for-4, though, on the day with that RBI on the fielder's choice. He does drive the run in. We saw some good pitching early on, but then everything just kind of fell apart later in those middle frames for Kannapolis, and it just kind of ended up making themselves fall behind even more. As Jackson Kelly picks up the victory, he's now 1-0 on the year. Loss goes to Peyton Paulette. He's 0-1 now on his young career. As for the Ballers, we'll take a look at some notable performances for both sides before we send you on your way, and we can get ready for Game 3 tomorrow at 5 o'clock here in Kinston. A 1-for-4 day for Troy Clarch and a 1-for-3 day for Chris Lanzilli. That's it as far as base hits go. No extra base hits. 2 walks for Tim Elk and 1 walk for Lyon Tapia. The 1 RBI for Bryce Willits. Of note, the Ballers do commit 4 errors on the night. 1 from Lyon Tapia on a fielding error. Troy Clonch with a wild throw. 2 from Wilbur Sanchez. And then 1 from Cole Ramage. Just not a good night in the field for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. They do commit 4 errors on the day. As Wilbur Sanchez with a fielding error. Cole Ramage with a wild throw. Everything just kind of fell apart for the Ballers in the field tonight. They didn't seem to have a smooth night in the field. Of course, it's a tough night to play defense anyways, with the weather being what it is. However, Ballers do kind of cause themselves some harm in that way. Pitching staff tonight, Peyton Paulette with a solid outing, all things considered. Ran into some trouble in the first. I think that was just more him getting acclimated. That second inning, he came out 1-2-3 inning and looked a whole lot sharper than he did in the first. 2 innings, 2 hits, 3 runs, and none of those are earned, so he still has that 0 ERA. 1 walk and 3 punch outs in 2 innings for Peyton Paulette. Paulie Milto with a clean inning. 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, and a strikeout. Manuel Veloz runs into some trouble. 3 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs all earned. 1 walk and 3 punch outs. Fronder Veras, a rough inning in that 7th inning. 3 hits, 3 runs, no walks, and 2 punch outs. And then Cole Ramage comes in the 8th and cleans things up. 1 inning, 1 hit, that's it, nothing else. As for the Ballers, they allow 13 hits, 10 runs, 7 of those earned. They get 9 punch outs on the night and only 3 walks. So that is another plus. The Ballers did not pick up a ton of walks as far as their pitching staff goes. Really a clean night as far as free passes. They just kind of ended up losing their way in those middle innings with Veloz and Veras allowing a couple of runners. As for the Downeast Wood Ducks, they come out on top. 10 runs on 13 hits. 1-for-5 night for Cam Cauley with an RBI. 1-for-5 night for Anthony Gutierrez with an RBI. 1-for-3 with 2 runs scored and 2 walks for Jason Morabell. But the big night for the Wood Ducks comes from Tucker Mitchell. 4-for-4 with 3 RBIs on the evening. Sends the Wood Ducks home happy. 3 runs scored as well. 1-for-4, the walk for Figueroa. 3-for-5 night at the plate for Daniel Cueva with 4 RBI. A very solid night at the dish for Cueva, the second baseman. A multi-hit game as well for Abby Ortiz. 2-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored. As for the Wood Ducks, they pick up 2 extra base hits. Mitchell with a double and Cueva with a triple. And then you look at the base running as well. Gutierrez with a stolen base and Cueva with his first of the season as well. Only 4 pitchers used by Downeast in tonight's matchup. Curry comes in. He looked sensational for his first 3 innings, and then came out in the 4th and just kind of lost his way. 3 2/3 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, 2 walks, and 7 punchouts. He retired his first 10 batters faced. He looked very good. After that, just kind of fell apart in the 4th, where the Ballers were able to pick up their only run of the game. Jackson Kelly picks up the win with an inning and a 3rd, 1 hit and 3 punch outs, and then 2 solid outings out of the bullpen for McCarty and Rodriguez. McCarty, 2 innings, 1 walk and a strikeout, and Rodriguez with 2 innings and 2 strikeouts. The Wood Ducks strike out 13 Ballers. They allow just 3 walks, 2 hits, and one run. Time of the game, about 2 hours and 20 minutes, a 10-minute delay just with some of the weather going on in the area. It was a windy night, 15-mile-an-hour winds out to left field, and it was a attendance tonight of a little over 1,000 here at Granger Stadium. We'll do it all again for the final game of the series tomorrow, 5 o'clock first pitch. If we get it in, it's supposed to pour all day tomorrow in Kinston. We'll see if we can dodge the weather like we did today and play some more baseball here tomorrow as Connor McCullough gets the start. He will make his first start as a baller, and he'll get the start against Luis Ramirez, the righty, 7th-round pick in 2022 by the Texas Rangers. Again, 5 o'clock first pitch tomorrow. We'll see if we can get that game in before the boys head up to Delmarva next week for 6 games against Jackson Holiday and the Delmarva Shorebirds. We'll see you tomorrow, 5 o'clock first pitch here in Kinston. For everyone here with the Kannapolis Cannonballers, Dan Helody saying thank you as always for tuning in here on MILB.com's audio stream, the KCBallers.com live audio stream, the MILB First Pitch app. Can't wait to bring you all the rest of this week's action. We'll see you again hopefully tomorrow at 5 o'clock with our first pitch. I'll leave you as I always do up here. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers drop game 2 of their season 10-1 to the Down Eastwood Ducks. But we'll see what we can do in game 3 tomorrow in the series deciding matchup. We'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your night and have a great one, everyone.